I'm joined now by Gail Cruickshank, Talent Director, Greater St. Cloud Development Corporation. Good to see you, Gail.
Good morning.
And it's been a while since we've had you on.
It has been a while.
So it's great to have you here. There's always changes in the workforce. And one that I thought would be a good conversation to have is that where is the biggest need? If you're someone that's heading off to college and you haven't decided a major right now, or you're going into high school and you're like, I don't know what I'm going to do next year. There's a lot of need out there in certain sectors. Where do we find the biggest needs?
Well, and Jay, there is certainly some pockets of highest need, but really as you look over all industry, I don't know if there's any industry that would say they're clearly not looking for people right now. They might be at different levels of intensity of need, but certainly I think everybody is always on the lookout for great people. And so it's definitely a job seeker's market. And when you look at our region specifically, you know, there's so many different ways you can look at it. But truly, if you're looking at pure numbers, our biggest need is the service sector and retail, which, again, tends to be a lot of part-time work. But again, you mentioned that college student or maybe that individual that's looking for a second job just to supplement their income or really enjoy retail and service. There's a lot of super people out there that are in the perfect industry doing that. That's the biggest.
Because you've done that, right?
Yes. Yes. Started that way and spent a lot of time in the retail world, and it grew into a career for 28 years, you know, prior to this. So you never know where that first part-time job could lead you career-wise. And then when you look at full-time jobs specifically, then you really start to see the elevation of construction in our region and transportation and some of these other industries. And then you get into the installation and maintenance and all of those career fields, those skilled trades. That's where the full-time opportunities really rise to the top.
I think what kind of brought this whole idea on for me is that recently I've had some work done either on my house or we've had work done here at our station. You know that we've had a lot of construction work done here. I thought it was interesting that the people that were doing the work were older. When I say older, I mean, you know, in their 50s or 60s. Mm-hmm. At that point, you're expecting a lot of the manual hard work labor is going to be done by somebody in their 20s or 30s. Mm-hmm. I don't see very many of the 20s and 30-year-old people doing that.
And that is unfortunate. And that's one of the efforts that the GSDC and a number of community partners are working on is just really trying to elevate that career exposure and exploration for our upcoming workforce, be it our high school students, be it our middle school students, be our college students, as far as do you really, have you done a thorough search and exploration of what are you good at, what do you love to do, and then really identifying what that passion is, and therefore then creating your career path. So many times students will head off to college and it's like, oh, I'm just going to college and I'll figure it out as I go. It's like, you can't do that anymore with the cost of education. You know, you really need to have a plan. And unfortunately, if you don't have some of those part-time jobs to get to explore, you don't have any idea what those jobs are. And I would guess, as you reference your workers that you've seen working in here, many of them might be in a second career that they finally realized, this is my passion, this is where I want to be, and I'm doing what I love, and I can do this, not do this, you know. So we really get a good idea of what do we love and what do we maybe not want to repeat as we do some of those first jobs or second or third or fourth jobs.
Yeah, so. And I don't think the quality of work has suffered. I'm just making an observation.
Yes.
If you're in your 60s, I don't know if you want to be doing some of that hard labor so much.
Yes.
It's not as easy to get up, and you probably are going to be sore afterward.
Right, right. Absolutely.
So
but
I'm looking
a lot of those students are really finding out those careers really have great earnings potential.
Oh, yeah.
As well as opportunities to grow. I mean, even if you're starting in job A, it doesn't mean you're going to end in job A within that organization.
Well, and the amount of schooling you have to take is less, right?
Correct.
If you're going into some sort of, you know, trade.
You know, absolutely. And what I tell every single student or job seeker I talk to is, look at the jobs that are in demand. Don't get focused on a job that there's only a very, very few openings. Then you're going to go through all that education and then not be able to find that career and then be frustrated. So really just key to hone in on the industries that are in the biggest growth.
I wanted to go over this pie chart that you gave me, which I thought is very interesting in seeing some of the big needs. And it's spread throughout. We mentioned construction. And that's one of the bigger pie pieces that there's a big need for. This one doesn't surprise me at all. Healthcare. That there's always a need. It feels like there's so much of a need for nurses, especially, and probably doctors as well, because that's always going to be out there. We're always going to need people to work in the healthcare industry.
Well, and also, even in addition to those couple of jobs, home health care is probably one of the biggest pockets that when you talk about health care, it's those, you know, as our population ages again, we are then, you know, going to need more and more of that home health care, those assisted living places, though that sort of health care is in such dire need. And again, opportunities for some nice wage increases and lots of opportunity for growth.
What are some of the other big pie pieces that you see that there's a huge need in?
Well, I think we've kind of touched on a lot of them. I mean, obviously, manufacturing in our region continues to be strong. Transportation continues to be very strong. We are very blessed in this region because we have such a diverse opportunities of industry here. We are not one type of industry in our city, and so, or even in our region. And so that's why we can be really an attraction to many job seekers looking to maybe come to the area. And the other part is doing a better job of maintaining and growing our own and keeping our own students here in the region, both be it in our high schools as well as our post-secondary education opportunities. I don't think we do enough to really try and grow our own and keep them here and showcase what great opportunities we have.
Based on your knowledge of the workforce, when you see big employers like Electrolux closing up, and that's going to happen here soon.
Yes.
Do we have enough jobs in the St. Cloud area to absorb those workers into other lines of work here?
Absolutely, we do. And even first and foremost, we've got a lot of jobs that are available that they can do the same thing they're doing at Electrolux here in St. Cloud. But what's great is opportunity for them to experiment elsewhere. And there's been a lot of training classes being offered to those folks through Career Solutions for the last several months, helping to upskill and train them in different trades and occupations if they do want to do something different. Plus, actually, GSDC is hosting a Professionals in Transition event just this week, actually on Wednesday, where it is going to be for all of the exempt staff so they can meet with a number of our employers in the community and talk about what kind of career would you like to see. So, yes, there's definitely need for all of those folks, really just depending on what do they want to do going forward. Maybe they want something just part-time. Maybe they want something full-time. I mean, there's all avenues of opportunity.
Another job opportunity that keeps coming up and around this time of year gets talked about quite a bit is school bus drivers. There seems
Absolutely.
To be a big need for that. Is there still a big need for truck drivers as well?
There is, definitely. And that whole transportation industry is continuing to grow and bloom. And again, it's not always that traditional job. I mean, many people say, well, I don't want to actually drive a truck, but I like the industry. Check out those careers and those companies, because it's not just truck drivers they need. They need the whole everybody that supports those truck drivers. But there is a big need for truck drivers specifically. And again, think of it as it really creates your own business in a way, and you can somewhat maybe adjust your hours. You can really, you know, define what you want that to look like. So my challenge to any job seeker is really understand the industry before you check it off the list that you don't want to consider it, because there's a lot of opportunities that maybe aren't known until you really do some homework.
Is there a lot of high-paying jobs? And I know that's always subjective. It kind of depends on people's points of view as to what is high-paying and what isn't. That you don't have to do a lot of schooling to be able to have. Like, is there apprenticeship opportunities for people to do that isn't going to cost you anything or will cost you minimal, maybe just time?
Exactly.
To be able to get better at something.
There is. And actually, if you look at the results, and I know a lot of times you've got analysts in here talking more numbers deeper than we do, but really 70% of the jobs that are available only require no more than a high school diploma, technically. So again, there's a lot of jobs that you can get a simple certification or a two-year education, or, you know, even just like you talked about, apprenticeship, mentorship, internship, that can lead right into that job that you're looking for. So again, you don't have to have many, many years of education. Now, four-year degrees and four-year institutions are definitely needed in our industry. We have a lot of careers that you do need that four-year degree. But again, a large portion of really where we're seeing the growth, you do not need that. You can do it through certification, on-the-job training, exposure of some sort to be able to get your foot in the door and really grow with that industry.
Gail, because there's so many employers that are in such a big need for employees, do they have to bend the qualifications, the required, the preferred experience that people may or may not have.
I laugh when you say that, because that is one thing that I do tell a lot of employers is to, we're not saying lessen your standards. We're saying take a hard look at your job expectations and your requirements. And are they all truly, truly needed to do that job? Or is that something that you created 10 years ago and you just kept that job description the same? Because many employers have told me once they go back and really take a hard, honest look at it, we don't really need that requirement, or we don't need that, or I'm really looking for somebody that has this kind of skill. Because right now, our employers are looking for fit. You know, they want to find somebody that culturally fits within their organization, that fits their mission, vision, and values. They want to train them primarily on what their job is going to be anyway. They want to train them their own employer way. So don't be so critical on the end with that job description, because you're probably losing a lot of potential applicants that aren't applying because they can't check all the boxes. So we really challenge our employers to open that up and take a hard look at that.
What do you tell a job seeker that's looking at different kind of requirements or preferred experience? If you don't have a requirement, should you just not apply?
Again, everybody will probably have their opinion, but I will tell you, I tell a lot of job seekers, I really feel you have to have, I would say at least half to two-thirds of those requirements, but do not, you know, eliminate yourself from an opportunity if you're missing one out of eight requirements and that sort of thing. Because, again, an employer a lot of times is putting that out there. It's like if they have eight requirements, if they can find somebody that has five or six of them, they're going to seriously consider them. So that's why my challenge to the employers, do you really need all those eight, becomes more and more prevalent in our market right now. So I tell job seekers, really think about what your skills are. We talk about transferable skills every single time you and I meet. And that's where you have to really reflect back as to what do I have that maybe I thought of that skill in a different way, but I have done something like that. And I can, you know, kind of tell my story of how I could take that and apply it to this job that I'm applying to. So again, it's thinking a little bit more in depth about, you know, okay, this company is looking for this. I haven't been in that industry, but I've done that skill in a different industry that I can easily apply to what they're looking for.
Unfortunately, Gail, we're out of time. Always goes by fast, but the good news is Gail's going to be back every month.
That's right.
It'll be the third Monday of each month, so that's going to be our plan.
That is our plan, and we're excited for that. So,
if people do want to find out more about anything we talked about or to learn how they can maybe look at jobs that are open in the St. Cloud area, what's a good website to go to?
The best website is to go to our Greater St. Cloud JobSpot website, where we post all the jobs for the region. They are all updated every single evening. So it really gets you a good idea as to what's open in the region. Plus, also, there's just a ton of tools out there for both our job seekers and our employers to help be better at recruitment and retention. So,
excellent.
GreaterStCloudJobSpot.com.
Thank you, Gail.
Thank you.
Gail Cruikshank, Talent Director, Greater St. Cloud Development Corporation.